What about choice of checkpoint therapy, Tony? When we asked people, we saw a lot of people bring up the issue of ipi/nivo, although actually when you look at the scenarios, they don't necessarily do it, but that there's been a lot of experience utilizing it. Can you talk roughly what we know about single agent checkpoint in these patients and combination therapy?
So we have data with pembro. That's the original data with pembrolizumab. Then we had data with nivolumab.
In MSI-high.
In MSI-high patients, MSI colorectal.
And what
MSI
was kind of the bottom line? Because initially there were like 11 patients, and then as it started to get sorted out, what did the response rate sort of settle into?
The response rates, you know, the disease control and response rate is close to 60%. The complete response rate is about 2 to 3%, although that's not completely true because we know that some of these patients continue to respond after 6 months or 12 months. In fact, I suspect the CR rate is much higher than that, and we see that in our clinics. Nivolumab, about the same. I mean, you know, not really much different, although they've never been compared head-to-head. The first experience had been with pembrolizumab, and that's, you know, how I drive my bias, is I'm just used to it. Then came another study in parallel with the nivolumab study, with nivolumab and ipilimumab, thinking that, you know, again, adding a CTLA-4 inhibitor to the PD-1, similar to the experiences with other cancers, perhaps will enhance activity. Problem with the study, non-randomized. Problem with the study, probably included even more of a selection since we know this is a more toxic combination. So you're selecting patients, you've never randomized it. When you put those waterfall plots side to side, they look a little bit better with Nivo plus Ipi. But again, I mean, you know, who knows? Overall, they seem about the same. They talk about a little bit more of a CR with a combination of the two. Personally, I do not use the two. I start with one.
That paper with the Nivo-Ipi, I think, defies one of the rules of publishing and of medical literature, which is they have superimposed curves, survival curves, of Ipi-Nivo and Nivo, PFS and OS, on the same graph, the combination in the monotherapy, and it's not a randomized study. That is medical journal malpractice, I think, to demonstrate it that way.
What about patients who don't respond? You talked about both of you had patients like that, the single agent. Any evidence or any clinical reason to use the doublet in those patients?
So that is what I do. I've seen a response or two and others not respond, but I'll go to ipi/nivo if they fail the monotherapy.
And I think you can argue because, again, biologically, CTLA-4 may be a driver for resistance, and it makes sense then to combine. So think about toxicity, think about cost. Most patients don't need the two. The majority of the patients need one. Only few patients may need the two, and those are the patients who may not respond too well to PD-1 inhibitors. Those that actually blow through therapy quickly are not salvageable by the dual therapy.
So this number of 60% or, you know, something in that range in terms of response rate, you know, when you hear this discussed in solid tumors, for example, lung cancer in general, you get into the issue of what fraction of those responses are prolonged. Any data here in colorectal cancer? How many of those responses last more than a year?
In our hands, probably about half of them
will last, go on.
And the issue is, when do we or do we dare stop the checkpoint inhibitor?
Yeah, I stop after 2 years just to follow the spirit of the study. Although I must say from my experience with one patient in pancreas, had a complication, had to stop at 11 months. She actually ended up in CR. She had a Lynch syndrome-driven tumor. I had MSI high. Went on pembrolizumab, that's pancreas. Stopped at 11 months. She's now 4.5 years out, remains in CR. So who knows how long you need to treat those patients. I suspect a couple of years more than enough. And then you start running into toxicities, perhaps on the long term, that we haven't measured yet, but will probably.
In our cancer center, we have a program entirely devoted to the toxicities of the immune therapies.
Fascinating. Yeah, I've heard about that in other centers.